Riviera Radio. Business.
Bonjour.
Good morning.
You okay?
Yeah, well, I'm not as good as you. What are you, 2 hours from liftoff? 2 hours away from the weekend, you'll be buzzing at this point. Montrachet in the fridge, cigars in the humidor, ready to go, aren't you?
Montrachet, actually, not Montrachet.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you wish.
You must have made a fortune over the last few months, haven't you? Come on, you know, not having to go into work, no petrol fees to pay, no parking, no popping out to the Gaucho Grill at lunchtime. You must be rolling in it.
Bought a few shares at the bottom of the market, you know. Never miss a crisis, as they say. Listen, it's been a period of turmoil for many people, and there's no doubt we've been lucky in terms of having a house and all those types of things. But, you know, it's a sort of a balancing act. To be honest with you, I would take commuting over homeschooling any day of the week. So it's all been a learning curve.
Right, OK, well, fair enough. Markets seem to be quite happy at the moment.
Yeah, US stocks rose to a five-week high yesterday. Treasury yields edged lower. The dollar weakens as investors bet additional US stimulus will be forthcoming. Central banks will remain supportive, and progress on a vaccine will finally mitigate the impact of the pandemic. European equities also in decent shape yesterday, jumping 0.8%, 1%, highest level in 3 weeks. At the close, the S&P 500 was up 0.8%, 1%. NASDAQ was up 0.5%. Oil futures rose 3% during the course of the trading session yesterday after Gulf of Mexico producers shut 1.5 million barrels per day of crude production ahead of a storm that's expected to crash into the Louisiana coast later today. Opening calls on the European bourses got the FTSE up 24 points, DAX over in Frankfurt up 40 points, CAC 40 in Paris up 23 points. Not all bright news this morning, it has to be said. Just had the latest UK GDP growth numbers in. Pretty disappointing, it had to be said. UK economy grew 2.1% month on month in August. That's well below estimates. Markets were looking for a figure closer to 4.6%. Service sector underperforming, and it looks like it's going to be a tough finish to the year for the UK economy. As coronavirus rates rise, Brexit uncertainty continues. And, of course, you've got some major concerns around surging unemployment in the UK.
Yeah, it looks increasingly like markets are factoring in a democratic win, doesn't it?
The blue sweep, as many people have been calling it, so not only, of course, Joe Biden taking the White House, but the Democrats controlling Congress, and that could have a significant impact in terms of expectations around the size and shape of a future stimulus package, a more supportive federal government coming through. But I think a bigger role in terms of the state as well, much more regulation potentially being put in place. You'll see the administration at the center of regulatory changes as well. We heard earlier in the week, of course, around recommendations for the technology sector. So potentially some positives out there, lower geopolitical risk, one could argue, under a Biden administration. But there's also the potential for higher taxes as well being pushed through. We know that Joe Biden has supported things like returning the top rate of tax back to the pre-Trump level, increasing the corporation tax back to 28%, and in favour, apparently, has supported a higher minimum wage in the United States, all of which in the short term could provide headwinds to companies.
It's going to get increasingly nasty between now and the 3rd of November, though, isn't it? I mean, Nancy Pelosi trying to have Trump removed from office for mental incapacity.
It's going to be a real roller coaster ride, there's no doubt about that. And that's likely to play out, I guess, in greater volatility in financial markets. And as I think analysts start to look at the potential for a victory coming through, we may start to see dispersion at a stock level.
Okay, on to EasyJet. Poor set of numbers, obviously, yesterday, but the shares are up. Why?
Yeah, shares are up despite, as you say, reporting an annual loss of £845 million for the year through September. That's its first ever full-year loss, scrapping its dividend. The airline, not surprisingly, painting somewhat of a bleak picture of the European aviation industry as they head towards winter, focusing more on liquidity and the prospects for next year. EasyJet, should mind ourselves, came into 2020 one of the strongest balance sheets in the industry. Still said they've got lots of cash, £2.3 billion in cash to survive the pandemic. pandemic-driven slump. Still, it said it would evaluate ways to raise cash and called for further state aid. The carrier has already accepted £600 million of state-guaranteed loans in talks about further financing. The airline will slim back its capacity over the slow winter season, offering only 25% of its normal capacity. Shares were up yesterday, but only up 2.25%. Remember, that's against the backdrop of a loss of almost two-thirds of their value during the course of this year.
I feel sorry for all those people at Barclays.
Why is that?
Well, you know, I mean, for years and years and years, they've been buying you coffees. Oh, sorry, I forgot my wallet. And they're not going to get back now because everyone's working from home.
Yeah, I was never like that, it has to be said. I've always been particularly generous with colleagues, and they would all account to that, I'm sure.
Right, OK, and major restructuring taking place at IBM.
Yes, shares in IBM up 7%. Yes, as the 109-year-old company announced it's splitting itself into two public companies as it tries to diversify away from its legacy business to focus on higher margin cloud computing. IBM will list its IT infrastructure service unit, which provides technical support for 4,600 clients in 115 countries. The new company will have 90,000 employees. That's out of IBM's current 352,000. It's the latest move in a long history of adapting to faster growing areas. They divested away from networking back in 1990s, PCs in the 2000s, semiconductors 5 years ago. IBM is looking to make up for slowing software sales and cyclical demand for mainframe servers by focusing on cloud and artificial intelligence solutions, as they say will account for half of its recurring revenue moving forward.
Do you think you'll be replaced by AI at some point?
Wouldn't surprise me. What do you think? I mean, if you look at radio, for example, a lot of it's automated now, isn't it?
It is, yes, it
you
is.
You don't
yeah.
need, you know, you don't yeah. need so much these days, do you?
You can have voice bots. Voice bots could probably make more intelligent conversation than me.
Yeah, you know, traffic on the Boosterloo, don't worry about it. It's already done by the computer.
I've had a good innings, don't worry about that.
You've done very well.
Foreign exchanges, please.
You've been trading on a very high multiple for a long time. Pound against the dollar coming in at 129.5. Euro dollar 117. Going to get €1.10 for your British pound this morning.
So, thieves up this weekend. Dom Pom in the fridge watching a bit of golf at Wentworth.
The golf is on. It's pretty. Actually, a little bit of sunshine this morning. It's not too far away from me, Wentworth. So it's always a nice tournament. They've played around with the course a little bit in the last years. I tell you what, I've been watching a little bit of Netflix. Have you watched Fowler yet?
No.
It's a series on Netflix. Highlights the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It sort of tells the story from both sides. People have different opinions on that, but it's the first two series particularly are fantastic. So. Fowler, I would recommend to you on Netflix.
Well, I rest my case. When you live not too far from Wentworth, you must be rolling in it. All right, thank you. Talk to you on Monday.
Enjoy your weekend.
Hang Potts and Barclays.